From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno on Monday announced the Indonesia Spice Up to the World, or ICE-SUTW program, which will promote Indonesian spices in the international market. As reported by Antara during the weekly press briefing of the Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry, Uno informed that the program will open up a spice route from Indonesia to New York through regions such as the Middle East, Europe, and Asia. Uno explained the program has been launched at the behest of Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, and has been cleared by President Joko Widodo as well as the National Secretary. House of Representatives or DPR Speaker Puan Maharani has urged the government to ensure that citizens fully realize the benefit and objective of the Emergency Public Activity Restrictions or PPKM. As quoted by Antara, Puan Maharani in a written statement released in Jakarta on Monday explained, the government must also ensure that its COVID-19 handling policy and measures really offer a solution. She further said the number of emergency hospitals must be increased if existing hospitals can no longer accommodate them. She urged the government to make sure that oxygen and medicine stocks are also available to those conducting self-isolation. Professor Chandra Yoga Aditama from the Faculty of Medicine, University of Indonesia, underscored that efforts to handle the COVID-19 pandemic were not sufficient and instead called for maximizing them. As quoted by Antara, the professor noted in a written statement on Monday, since the Emergency Community Activities Restrictions or PPKM were enforced on July 3, 2021, the positivity rate had reached about 25%, with the death count recorded at 493 people. Epidemiology, surveillance system, and healthcare system are the triad of approaches that can be applied to test the effectiveness of emergency PPKM. The two parameters in epidemiology encompass the count of new cases and the positivity rate. Aditama suggested that for the evaluation of emergency PPKM, a new count of cases can be selected if the daily case count was lower than a certain figure, for instance, below 10,000 a day. Availability of the accurate data on social aid recipients will speed up the distribution of the aid. It was said by Indonesia Center of Reform on Economics or CORE Research Director, Peter Abdullah, as reported by Antara on Monday. According to Abdullah, social aid distribution was not optimal up until this point and can only be hastened if the government were to build a system based on accurate data. He also said as long as the system is not built yet and the data being used is still inaccurate, CORE will continue to be plagued by problems related to social aid distribution. The government is distributing social aid to the people in order to lower the impact of the Emergency Community Activity Restriction or PPKM implemented to stem the spread of COVID-19 infection. Now we move to the international news. President Joe Biden held Oval Office talks on Monday with Jordan's King Abdullah, a key U.S. ally in a volatile region, in the first of three face-to-face meetings expected soon with Middle East leaders. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Abdullah, who faced down a challenge to his authority in April from his half-brother, Prince Hamza, met Biden for the first time since the U.S. president took office in January. Biden called the king a good, loyal, decent friend. Biden told reporters during a picture-taking session that Jordan has always been there, and the U.S. will always be there for Jordan. He said that he wanted to hear about developments in the Middle East from the king. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was not prepared to impose lockdown restrictions to stop the spread of COVID-19 to save the elderly and denied the National Health Service would be overwhelmed, his former top adviser said in an interview aired on Monday. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, in his first TV interview since leaving his job last year, excerpts of which were released on Monday, Dominic Cummings said Johnson did not want to impose a second lockdown in the autumn last year because the people who are dying are essentially all over 80. Cummings also claimed that Johnson wanted to meet Queen Elizabeth despite signs that the virus was spreading in his office at the start of the pandemic and when the public had been told to avoid all unnecessary contact, particularly with the elderly. We end the news with Canada that will open its borders to fully vaccinated Americans next month after a nearly 17-month closure. The move to ease border restrictions comes after significant gains in the country's vaccination rate and a steady drop in COVID-19 cases. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, if the virus progress continues, Canada will welcome all fully vaccinated international travelers by September 7. All travelers will need to present a negative COVID-19 test before entry. The changes for American travelers and U.S. permanent residents will go into place on August 9. The Canadian government first shut its borders in March 2020, barring entry to all non-essential foreign travelers with few exceptions. Both the U.S. and Canada also agreed to ban non-essential crossings along their 5,500-mile land border. Earlier this month, Ottawa lifted those restrictions for July vaccinated Canadians returning home. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Indonesian people are struggling to fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, which shows no signs of shaking off, some natural disasters also continue to haunt them. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB, in its release on Monday, issued reports of various natural disasters that occurred across Indonesia throughout the year. As of July 19 at 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time, there have been 1,583 natural disasters throughout Indonesia. The disaster consisted of 21 earthquakes, 121 forest and land fires, 3 cases of drought, 667 floods, 318 landslide, 432 strong wind and abrasions. A natural phenomenon is called a disaster if the event has resulted in human casualties, environmental damage, property losses, and psychological impacts. Natural disasters that occurred from January until July 2021 brought about 499 casualties, 69 missing, more than 12,000 injured, and more than 5.5 million people suffering or displaced. The number is not small, considering the period of only 6 months. The Indonesian government has mapped, mitigated, and warned residents of potential disasters to anticipate. But at the same time, they are also facing various difficulties due to prolonged COVID-19. Thereby, it is natural that residents may not monitor, for example, the weather forecast on the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency's website, or the study of risk areas issued by the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB. In this regard, the regional government play a major role in monitoring the area related to potential disaster. They are obliged to improve the preparedness of their citizens against disasters, while still adhering to the health protocols. They must also be alert and watchful to take steps to mitigate and reduce disaster risk. Those residents will feel protected and voluntarily obey the instruction of their regional government in case a disaster occurs. Hopefully, the Indonesian people can reduce the impact of natural disaster as much as possible, and the COVID-19 pandemic is going to shake off sooner. I'll begin today in history with July 20, 1937, when the inventor of the wireless telegraph, Guglielmo Marconi, dies. Guglielmo Marconi, the inventor of the technique of sending message via radio waves, died on July 20, 1937. Marconi was born in 1874 in Bologna, Italy. From a young age, Marconi was interested in physics and electronics and studied the works of famous physicists such as Maxwell and Hertz. In 1895, he started his own experiments and managed to transmit a signal via radio waves over a distance of 1.5 miles. Furthermore, Marconi continued to develop the invention, and in 1932, he succeeded in inventing a wireless telegraph system. Let's move on to July 20, 1951, when the assassination of Jordan's King Abdullah I occurred. King Abdullah I of Jordan was shot at the entrance of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Jerusalem, when he was about to perform Friday prayers on July 20, 1951. The shooter was apparently hiding behind the main gate of the mosque, waiting for the king's arrival. When the distance was very close, the killer shot King Abdullah I immediately. The 69-year-old king died instantly. The killer, who was a Palestinian nationalist, was also shot dead by the king's bodyguard. The killer was identified as Mustafa Shukri Ashu, who was a tailor. I'll end today in history with July 20, 1973, when Bruce Lee dies. Action actor Lee Jun-fan, better known as Bruce Lee, died at the age of 32 on July 20, 1973. 9 days after his death, the forensic team determined that Bruce Lee had died due to swelling of the brain after taking medication for headaches. During his lifetime, Bruce Lee was widely known as an actor and kung fu expert.
tengah keramaian mencari suasana riang, namun tak kutemukan sesuatu yang membawa inspirasi baru. Mengapa semua serba jalan di tengah keramaian mencari damai di kehidupan, dan kini ku temukan sesuatu alasan yang saling tak mengganggu. Kita kan sama manusia,
we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Director General of International Trade Negotiations at the Ministry of Trade of the Republic of Indonesia, Jatmiko Bris Wicaksono, held a Ministerial Technical Negotiating Committee TNC meeting, which was held virtually on Thursday. Quoting a press release from Kemendak.go.id on Sunday, Jatmiko Bris Wicaksono said at the meeting that the Indonesian government supports the establishment of fishery subsidy discipline at the World Trade Organization WTO to realize positive and balanced development of the world fisheries sector. He also pointed out that Indonesia's commitment is expected to reduce illegal fishing worldwide. He added that the issue of illegal fishing has been discussed for more than 20 years, and it is hoped that a mutual agreement between WTO members would soon be reached. This ministerial meeting is the first one to be held to provide political guidance and agreement. Jatmiko also said that Indonesia is fully ready to continue to be involved in the negotiation process at the WTO Geneva to achieve positive, balanced, and effective consensus results by all WTO members. Indonesia also supports the conclusion of negotiations on the creation of an effective fishery subsidy discipline. Jatmiko further explained that Indonesia also supports the protection of traditional and small-scale fisheries for developing countries and least developed countries. According to Jatmiko, this can be done through a special and differential treatment or SDT mechanism, which must remain a top priority in the discussion of negotiation. At the meeting, Of the 104 ministers or head of the delegations present, almost all of them politically supported the establishment of a fishery subsidy discipline that may contribute to illegal and unsustainable fishing practices. Almost all members also agreed to be committed to and cooperate in the negotiation process ahead.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, soto, sroto, sauto, or choto are soupy dishes made from meat broth and vegetables. This food is easy to find in various regions in Indonesia, with their own distinctive taste. If you go to Karo District, North Sumatra, you can enjoy a unique soto called trites. It is unique because this soup is made from grass which is taken from an undigested cow's stomach. Even though it is from a cow's stomach, this grass is still fresh and suitable for processing. But it is not the grass that will be eaten, but the juice from the grass. To make it, the grass will be squeezed and then filtered with cheesecloth so that the fibers in the grass are not included. Then, the juice will be boiled for up to 3 hours to produce a savory broth. To get rid of the fishy smell, soto trites uses various spices. One of the main ingredients in making trites is cinkamud, or often also known as gadok tree, and cikala acid or kecombrang flower. It also uses andaliman and rimbang, then other spices such as chili, ginger, turmeric, candlenut, and lemongrass. Broth from the grass is then cooked with offal, ox bones or buffalo or goat, gravel, tripe, and various spices. Karo people also add milk to trites, so that it tastes savory and makes the broth thick. When presented, trites doesn't look very attractive. The color of the broth is slightly brown. However, if you try it once, you will be addicted because of its delicious taste and good nutritional content. Trites contains tannins which are effective in healing ulcers and smoothing the digestive system. In Karo community, trites used to be only served for certain people because not everyone was able to cook it as the basic ingredients were difficult to get and expensive. To cook trites, at least one has to slaughter a cow. Therefore, it is not surprising that trites is said to be the food of the kings. Ordinary people only have the opportunity to taste trites at certain times. For example, when the annual work party or after planting season takes place. This annual work party or merdang merdem was once commonly held in each village. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For con the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda. Waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manis.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, We will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcast Station, with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Cara Naik Transjakarta. Cara Naik Transjakarta. Or in English, how to ride Transjakarta. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Cara Naik Transjakarta. Cara Naik Transjakarta, which means how to ride Transjakarta. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Mela during office hours. Kevin wants to try to ride Transjakarta. This is Kevin's first time taking the Transjakarta bus.
Bagaimana cara naik Transjakarta?
Oke, yang pertama, beli kartu uang elektronik. Kedua, masuk halte. Dan terakhir, naik bus.
After listening to the conversation, here are some phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme. Cara naik Transjakarta. Cara naik Transjakarta, which means how to ride Transjakarta. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana. Bagaimana, which means how. Cara. Cara, which means way. Naik. Naik, which means ascend, ride or take. Bus Transjakarta. Bus Transjakarta, which means Transjakarta bus. Pertama. Pertama, which means first. Kedua. Kedua, which means second. Terakhir. Terakhir, which means last. Beli. Beli, which means buy. Kartu uang elektronik. Kartu uang elektronik, which means electronic money card. Masuk. Masuk, which means enter. Halte bus. Halte bus, which means bus stop or shelter. Bagaimana cara naik bus Transjakarta? Bagaimana cara naik bus Transjakarta? Which means, how to ride the Transjakarta bus? Pertama, beli kartu uang elektronik. Pertama, beli kartu uang elektronik, which means first, buy an electronic money card. Kedua, masuk halte. Kedua, masuk halte, which means second, enter the bus stop. Terakhir, naik bus. Terakhir, naik bus. Which means, lastly, take the bus. Bagaimana cara naik bus bandara? Bagaimana cara naik bus bandara? Which means, how to take, or do I take the airport bus? Pertama, beli tiket. Pertama, beli tiket. Which means, first, buy a ticket. Kedua, masuk halte. Kedua, masuk halte, which means second, enter the bus stop. Terakhir, naik bus. Terakhir, naik bus, which means lastly, take the bus. In the conversation, Mela tells Kevin the procedure for taking the Transjakarta bus by saying pertama, beli kartu uang elektronik. Pertama, beli kartu uang elektronik, which means first, buy an electronic money card. Kedua, masuk halte. Kedua, masuk halte, which means second, enter the bus stop. Terakhir, naik bus. Terakhir, naik bus, which means finally, take the bus. In the expression, there are words of ordinal numbers, namely pertama, pertama, which means first, and kedua, kedua, which means second. Ordinal numbers can be used to convey the sequence of activities or procedures that must be carried out. In addition to ordinal numbers, the procedures also uses the word terakhir, terakhir, which means last, to convey the last activities of the procedure. For example, Pertama, beli kartu uang elektronik. Kedua, masuk halte. Terakhir, naik bus. Which means, first, buy an electronic money card. Second, enter the bus stop. Lastly, take the bus. Now, let's listen to some examples of expression for conveying procedures.
Bagaimana cara naik bus Transjakarta?
Bagaimana cara naik bus Transjakarta, which means how to take the Transjakarta bus? Pertama, beli kartu uang elektronik. Kedua, masuk halte. Terakhir, naik bus. Which means, firstly, buy an electronic money card. Second, enter the bus stop. Lastly, take the bus.
Bagaimana cara naik bus bandara?
Bagaimana cara naik bus bandara? Which means, how do I take the airport bus? Pertama, beli tiket. Kedua, masuk halte. Terakhir, naik bus. Pertama, beli tiket. Kedua, masuk halte. Terakhir, naik bus. Which means, first, buy the ticket. Second, enter the bus stop. Lastly, take the bus.
Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the sample of conversation one more time.
Bagaimana cara naik Transjakarta?
Oke, yang pertama, beli kartu uang elektronik. Kedua, masuk halte. Dan terakhir, naik bus.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Cara Naik Transjakarta. Cara Naik Transjakarta, which means how to ride Transjakarta. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Rasa itu tak pernah ada.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Rindu Kampung by Zulham Jais. The song Rindu Kampung was created and popularized by Zulham Jais, a singer from North Sumatra. The song contains an expression of the longing heart of an immigrant who lives far from his hometown, family, and friends. All the memories in the village are there in his eyes. He cannot wait to see them again. Well, listener, here is Zulham Jais with the Malay song entitled Rindu Kampung. Enjoy!
Hatiku sedih bertambah rindu, teringat kampung halaman jauh, menatap langit merenung diri, di mana kini kawan adakah engkau masih di sana? Lama merana di amok sepi, karena musim telah berganti. Tetap sunyi hampa merana, tak sabar rasanya ku menanti, bilakah masa nak bersua. Tetap sunyi hampa merana, tak sabar rasanya ku menanti, bila
bakal masa nak bersua. Tak sabar rasanya ku menanti bilakah masa nak bersua.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, Thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.